Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngari zamanye.
Let's go the mighty hand cloud.
Oyagena maso no kutegeka bulijjo.
Moves on, prepare us every day.
Mugurumize, mugurumize.
Glorify him, glorify him.
Modize ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
Give him glory and honor.
Nga mundayo bwe muli.
Inside you. I want the praise just as it's within you. As you make an applause,
therefore
you want to speak it, glorify him.
And it
come within you, you speak it out. If you want to dance, you can dance. You are free to dance for him if you want.
You
do what you feel, glorify him, come from you.
As
it comes from within you, not commanded by any man. Yes. Do everything you feel, it glorify him. Father above the heavens,
word
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit spread everywhere. He guides us. Thank him as we feel inside you. What you feel within you,
and
it comes from the inner man, you yourself.
It
pass through your heart, it's of truth.
It
moves out. And it of truth. Yes.
You feel dancing,
you can dance. You
want to
sing, as you sing and as you dance. Yes. You want to wave at him. You want to yearn for him. Everything you feel glorifies him. It is what you should do. You want to do what? All you want to do glorify him.
What
you do comes from within your heart.
Comes
from you, the inner man.
Comes
through the heart, it is filtered. Comes on your mouth. In your body parts.
Your hand,
any come from you. Doesn't need any person direct you. How you can do it.
It
comes from within you. You glorify him. You thank him. You thank him. You yearn for him. Anyway, you feel is of truth. Yes.
Sasa anamuka
you scatter, you move elsewhere.
Tamburo ya yanire mchufe chile na chukacho yangara. Kakasanga omugurumiza kuva mugwe.
Glorify him from within you.
Labango otuse kuna murondo yewe njini waliwo oli.
Right at his throne.
Mazima dayango liku na murondo ya tata.
At the throne of the father.
Orinake vigambe VHT wabiyo mugamba.
They are glorious words you speak to him.
Oliku na murondo ya mkama wafu
Yesu. You are the throne of our Lord Jesus.
Oine VHT wabiyo mugamba.
They are glorious things you speak to him.
See,
you Holy Spirit,
iron one.
Yeah, words of glorification. You speak to him. His ministers. Yes. Prophet Deborah. The interpreter.
And
the Bible reader. All the ministers. Even for your sake.
Uganda.
Even for Uganda.
The entire
world. Happy when you glorify him.
And it's
a special day.
It
brings from within you. Behold his knowledge. There is no darkness.
As in Job
38. It's not
dark.
There is one darkness in
cancer.
This I want to come from within you. Within you.
Their words
you speak to him, they glorify him. And they thank him. And they appreciate his goodness. And they appreciate for the great work. He's bringing you as you.
That's
passing through you. And
a
prophet nation.
Telling
you yourself.
Move
it from your inner man, you the original.
The
filter in your heart.
Your mind
to filter it well. And you understand it well. You mean it indeed. Yes.
And
you show it outside. If it is to speak, speak it. If it is doing, you do it. If it is
yearning,
you do the yearning.
If
it comes from you, you the inner man yourself, original.
You
created with his hands. Yourself he formed. Yourself from his fullness. As
it says
John 1:16, the fullness you are given, grace by
by grace. As John 15 says, you are a branch from him. I want you to
grow.
What you do in it, connect on him as you the branch. And he hears you well, well. In the inner man inside. And it's where you're coming from. It's not
on
the mouth and in the words.
But
the heart is on it.
When you speak
in the Matthew 15,
and there are those who
honor him on the mouth, open their words. But the hearts are not on him. I want a heart which is on him. It is
indeed
on the main gate. But it's not on the mouth. Yes. Where you glorify him. Where you thank him. Where you appreciate him. And it comes from the inner man. Yourself original. You the spirit. Yes. You the inner man.
You
the outward man. You glorify. You glorify God the Father.
We
suffer the heavens. Glorify his word. Our Lord Jesus. For all goodness. Which is
experienced.
Which is the one coming. One of the
heir
of the goodness of God. And the heir of salvation. We thank the Holy Spirit.
Come
from the inner man in him.
We
give the good thing.
Join
with our spirit. And he knows what is in you. Such is the inside of the
house.
Yes.
Amen.
Romans 8. The verse 14. Act 16.
Himself
join with our spirit. And
become
our Father. And
he
touches indeed.
In the
spirit. Romans 8. 26, 27. After touching the heart. And
he joined
our spirit.
He comes in the manner
and it's in the truth. What you speak is of truth. They come from you.
Designed
by any man. Except your
written
and they glorify God the Father.
They glorify
God the Word the Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. They glorify God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of truth. He has
blessed
you. What you speak to. And they come from your inner man. You thank him. You glorify him. Give him praise. You appreciate him. You think of him. Right from the inner man. He is in the greatness.
We
do not look to things.
We do
not look to fools. But he did grace. As he is him. And
you
don't compare with the food who gave you yesterday. But he is right from all of
it.
He is like that. Our God is like that.
He's
never changed. You know him well. In the
Malachi
3 verse 6, he
says,
I the Lord, I do not change. I do not change. Children of Jacob,
he's
not a change. He's the all shit one. He didn't
look
to you. He was God. And he's God. And he will be God. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
No, Jesus never changed.
In
Hebrews 13, in the verse 8, yesterday, today, forever. Forever, Jesus the same.
Yo.
He is the one. That the world doesn't
matter.
With troubles are many. He is the one.
Glorified.
I'm thinking of troubles.
He
is not the trouble.
He
won't take away troubles. Yes.
Don't
glorify for take high troubles. But because he's the one. The Lord God. Can't compare him. He
says
in Isaiah.
That
one can compare me with. Don't compare with troubles. Don't glorify
because
he took away troubles. Because he's worthy to be glorified. Glorify him from the inner man. Who is worthy. Is worthy.
One
of the praise.
One
to be exalted. We worship you in the inner man. Worship you outside.
We
manifest on outside.
What
is not on our
lips.
Even in our words. Even in our actions.
It
was in faith. Yourself the inner man. As you do that.
But
that is what you do all day.
If
you
can
close the flesh and blood. You the spirit. You remain glorifying God all day. Yes. Don't glorify because the body has a problem. Where's he? Whether he heals it or not. He is the Lord. Prophet Daniel.
Messiah.
I
Even though Placed me. nfubyeko nalina jule koringi ku mwoyo nanzijudde kerita nanzibika nangegedde nanze nda ndiko obubi ku mwoyo omutima gwange gwali mukyafu nnyo nakwetaaga okwawulako ogunaaze mu bisenge ogunaaze mu bisenge onaaze omubiri gwange amagenda gange amatambula gange gonna wanaaza mukama watwala ku mugo gw'amazzi amateefu si kunywa kwokka naye n'okunaaza kwali omwo gwe musumba wange nkusomako mu zabbuli ya 23 nti mukama ye musumba wange seetaagenda kubanga ntwala ku mabbali g'amazzi amateefu era muddunda ly omuddo omuto eyo yakutwala si kunywa kwokka naye n'okunaaba kwennyini weewaawo yali atugobyeko n'atugamba tugetuyiga okunaaba tusooke tunaabe twetukuze netulemererwa nagamba genda kujja bendaalize n'amazzi mu kigambo nabwagamba mu befeso esula ey'okutaano 27 n'okukeera yatunaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo obutuufu atufubyeko atufubyeko alaba omwoyo gwo nga bwe gwali gujuddeko laba omwoyo gwo nga bwe gwali gukegedde obubi mukama abadde musaale nnyo yeekebejeza omutima gwo aguzize ebbali n'agugamba mutima gwe kiriziganya n'omwoyo kubanga nagamba omuntu akiriza na mutima gwe okuweebwa obutuukirivu n'agunaaza mu bisenge nabako ebibi ebyali byegwese n'abisokoolasokoolayo n'akuuta n'anaaza n'addamu n'akuuta buli lunaku misana na kiro akufubako amaaso agaali gakegedde obubi amatu gonna nga gawulira bubi agategeera bubi naye anaaziza otegeere bulungi emikono gyali gikola bikolobero bannanga ebigere nga bitambula bubi n'anaaza akyanaaza webaze akyanaaza siize nzekka naye ne uganda amunaaza anaaza ekkanisa munsi yonna atusinga n'akuute atuggyeko amabala n'enfugiro mulabe mukama anaaza omukulu mu kunaaza bannange atunaazizza atufuula abatukuvu nga yeyenyini bwali ekibadde kyangu tekibadde kyangu tekibadde kyangu akabonero yakassaawo nga tunaaba emibiri naye nga tekitukula misana nakiro mu mibiri gyaffe naye yatufubyeko atunaazizza obwenzi n'abukuuta n'akuuta obwenzi n'atunaaza ne sabbuuni n'akuuta n'amazzi agali mu kigambo n'atufubako bannange bannange nali ngezezaako okunaaba ne nziramu ne neekuutakuutako bwenzi ne ndaba nga nvaakeko nemanya bannange katonda anaaza obwenzi namukulu nnyo namukulu nnyo oyo anaaza obwenzi ne bunzikuwamu oyo anaaza obugwagwa oyo anaaza amaaso gange agaali gagoberera abakazi ne gabalondoola ne gawona leero nandi mulamu sikyalaba bwetyo eyali agoberera abasajja katonda anaaza katonda anaaza waliwo engeri gy'anaaza enneewuunyisa waliwo engeri gy'anaazaamu neneewuunya mponye ntya ntukudde ntya nze kibaga kitya ne ntukula kibaga kitya ne mponaawo amponyeza atya weebale weebale yesu akebera emisaayi nage n'ogitukuza abasawo baanoonyamu ekibi tebaakiraba baakebera siriimu baamulaba naye ekibi mu musaayi tebaakiraba yekuwa wakiraba n'onnaaza weebale 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 ayi mukama nzaani nzaani bw'onaaza bw'oti nzaani bw'ossaako omwoyo n'ondowooza bw'onantukuza mwanire okuba muggulumwanire okuba naawe mbeere mutukuvu nga bw'oli okozeemu omulimu mukama onnwaniridde nnyo ibi mukama buli lunaku buli lunaku mwana gwe jangu nkunaazan'otegeka amazzi mu kigambo odeeka z'obu n'onnaaza webale webale yesu nzaani yali omutamivu nzaani yakomonta taaba Lord, but you have what? I no more smoke the pipes of sin. I no more smoke the cigarette of sin. Wash me much, Lord. My mouth is clean. I was a blasphemer. I was the one who spoke vulgar. I washed that sin from the thumb. You destroyed it. A word of the praise. You are worthy, Jesus. Wash up the thirst of sin.
Ani ani jinazi
would have washed it, Lord.
Mama wange we yanaza.
Father, when she washed it,
was the thirst
of sin finished.
My
father, when he sought to clean me, he
caned
me and
came
out. I remained a fornicator. But you alone came. You came not with
stains.
You came with water in the world. You washed me fornication. I got vile from my youth. You alone. Was an auntie of the world. Was an uncle of the world.
Took
me from fornication.
Took
me from stealing and robbing. For
fame.
With all things of our mothers and
their
father. And they came. And they failed.
That
is been you. It is you. It is your Father in heaven. It is you, Jesus. It is you.
Awadhe.
It is your Holy Spirit. It is you.
Nafuma.
I abused that
language.
I confused
the
parents, the Cains. I did stop abusing. You have not took out the abuse. You took away speaking
Lord,
you did get away. You came with water in the world. You call me, wash me. You wash me gradually. You
scratch
me gradually. Not inflicted pain.
Oh,
describing the storm. Yes.
Because
of the tongue, You have brought me by force.
You have
brought me by force.
You
have brought me by force. You
simanyi kojia ne mama simanyi tata sendani simanyi omwami simanyi omukasi
londe
talwa mpaka
londa
obula mbubuno uwebale obade kwe mkama
wali
woku fano wali woku fano obula mbubu nari noze woku fokusi nina kubikoro wabi yange onzije kubikoro wabi yange
luwa
mpaka
uwebale thank you
Where Yesu?
Thank you, Jesus.
Where Yesu?
Thank you, Jesus. Where
take away Obulam and Mukisha?
Where you put a blessing? And the cast.
I
chose the cast.
Or
my actions.
And
I hear
your voice.
And I keep your commandments. And close on the judgment.
So
that I be given the blessing. I broke every command. You
quickly
accept commands forcefully. Taught me to keep them forcefully. I can choose life. It has failed. The blessing
has
failed to choose.
I've chosen a cast.
I keep your commandments and the judgment. Glory and honor all yours. You are worthy of the praise. The praise is yours. Not we, Lord, but you. Not we, King of Kings, but you, Father. You pass through all, and you work in all. You work through all, but all, they are not chosen by you.
Why
that you work in all?
No, no, that way you go.
Choose me in those you walk through.
You
make me stay healthy.
No food at ten.
You make me a praise.
No food at a mouth.
Make me a mouthpiece.
Jori.
I speak to you
and
to your children.
Glory
and honor yours.
Aye, kabaka.
O King of Kings.
In case
you take your seats.
Pora, pora.
Slowly.
As
you think of those
of
the greatness of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. We thank the Almighty, the one true God, Father above all the heavens, spoken in Ephesians chapter 4, and the verse 6, that one God, Father of all, who is above all, who passed through all, and he works in all. And we thank his word, that he began with. John chapter 1 verse
1.
So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. In the John 1 verse 14, the Word clothed the flesh. We saw him here on the earth as one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
We glorify
the word of God, went back to the glory of the Father,
living
the glory with the Father, as in the John 17, verse 4 and 5.
We
see Revelation 19, see from verse 11 up to 15, and it's called the word of God.
He
starts in the third heaven. Give glory and honor. As
it's
in the second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4.
It's
where he's based.
He
ruled in the heaven and the earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. And we thank the Holy Spirit who spread everywhere. Psalms 149, verse 7 to 10. His presence is unto us.
We
give him glory and honor.
Thank him
for servants of holy angels.
maso no kutuweza.
We move on to serve ours.
Mwari nyeri amukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Umwana wakatondo
omulamu. Son of the living God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo nate.
We want to move on again.
Olunaku olwaleero.
This day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo nate olunaku olwaleero.
We want to move on again today.
Mulinyerera mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nate.
We want to appear again.
Nga tukomekereza department eyomunana.
We conclude the eighth department.
Eya government ya Katonda omugulu
ku nsi. God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Department eyomwoyo mutuku mbujjuvu bwe.
Department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Mu kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Department eyomwoyo mutuku mbujjuvu bwe.
Department of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emyo musambu ejja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Mu kanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi.
In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tusome bingi ku mwoyo mutukuvu ono.
Study much on this Holy Spirit.
Era okutuuka lwe tuli eri nga tulaba division omusanvu.
So we are right seeing the seven divisions.
Ez'omwoyo omutuku mu bujjuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Emyo omusanvu ejja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Ejitumwa mu nsi
yonna. Those sent in the all earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Onaku lwaleero.
On this day.
Twagala kweyongerayo n'ekitundu ekyokubiri.
We want to move on with the second part.
Ekya division ey'okusatu.
Of the third division.
Ey'omwoyo omutuku mu bujjuvu.
Of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The spirit of counsel of God.
Omoyo okutesa kwa Katonda.
The spirit of counsel of God.
Avunanyizibwa kubiro n'ebiseera.
Responsible on the time and seasons.
Ebigera n'ebipima.
Measurements and scales.
Obunabbi.
Prophecy.
Avunanyizibwa kutulaga Katonda yaliwo.
Responsible to show us the God who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era ajja okubaawo.
And who is to be.
Era avunanyizibwa.
And who is responsible.
Kutulaga ebyaliwo.
To show our things which were.
Ebiriwo.
Those which are.
N'ebyo ebigenda okujja.
Even those going to come.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okugambe tulaba ekitundu ekyokubiri.
We say we've seen the second part.
Ekya division eyokusatu.
Of the third division.
Ey'omwoyo omutuku mu bujjuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The spirit of counsel of God.
Avunanyizibwa ku biro n'ebiseera.
Responsible over times and seasons.
Ebigera n'ebipima.
Measurements and scales.
Obunabbi.
Prophecy.
Era n'okutulaga Katonda yaliwo.
And to show us God who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era ajja okubaawo.
And who is going to be.
Era n'okutulaga ebyo ebyaliwo.
And to show us things which were.
Ebiriwo.
Those which are.
Ebigenda okujja.
And those going to come.
Muguli yonna.
In the entire heavens. And the earth.
Wamu neguli yonna erijja.
In the entire new heavens. And the new earth.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde bwe guli.
As full light of the word of God is.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twasembayo ku mulundi guli nga tugambiddwa.
Last time we ended as we were told.
Twetaaga okunyonnyoka ebintu ebyo ebitaano.
Get explained those five things. Yes.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
That spirit of counsel of God.
Omwoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera.
It's the spirit of time and seasons.
Omwoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera.
It's the spirit of times and seasons.
Ow'ebintu byonna mu ggulu yonna n'ensi.
All things in the heavens and earth.
Ne muguru erija
ne sempia. Even in the new heavens and the new earth.
Ebisingani bwaguru weguru yonna.
Those found above all the heavens.
Utandikwa ne nkomerero.
At the beginning and the end.
Yagalo bitistinge burungi nyao.
I want to list them down well.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The spirit of counsel of God.
Avunanyizibwa ku biro n'ebiseera.
Possible of the times and seasons.
Ebyo ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Muguru yonna n'ensi.
The entire heavens and earth.
Awamu neguli onerija nesempia.
It's a new heavens and the new earth.
Ebishinga ni weri waguru weguli onna.
Those found above all the heavens.
Kuntandikwa ni nkomerero.
At the beginning and the end. Yes.
Buranjibwo obo.
That responsibility.
Wandishi.
Have you written down?
Ekyokubiri.
The second.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Spirit of counsel of God.
Avunanyizibwa kubipima n'ebigera.
Responsible on the measurements and the scales.
Avunanyizibwa kubipima.
Responsible of our measurements.
N'ebigera.
And the scales.
Ebyo ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Ebyo ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Muguli yonna n'ensi zonna.
The entire heavens and all the earth. Even the new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Yes. Write down those points well. I've said the second. Spirit of counsel of God. Responsible of the measurements and the scales. Of all things. In the entire heavens. And all the earth.
In
the entire new heavens. And the new earth. Those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Have you finished that point? The third point, the spirit of counsel of God is the spirit of prophecy of all the holy scriptures. Yes. Spirit of counsel of God is the spirit of prophecy of all the scriptures. Of all the scriptures in the holy book of God in the Bible. And they speak of all things in heaven and earth. All things in the new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Yes. It's called the spirit of prophecy of the holy scriptures.
In
the holy book of God, the Bible. We speak all things in the heavens and all the earth.
And
the entire new heavens and the new earth, found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Which means, all scripture, a prophecy, speaking of things in all those.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The fourth issue. The fourth issue. The spirit of counsel of God. Responsible to show us the way God was. The way He is. And the way He is going to be. Yes. The spirit of counsel of God
is
possible to show us the way God was, the way He is, and the way He's going to be, or the one going to come. Yes. Why was He one who was? Why is the one who is? Why is He the one going to come? All those measurements, times and seasons and scales. Yes. This spirit is of great responsibility. Whom are you going to despise again? All is the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. The fifth point. The spirit of counsel of God is responsible to show us things which were, those which are, in those going to come. The spirit of counsel of God
is
responsible to show us things which were, which are, and those going to come
in
entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Yes. The fifth point you write down, spirit of counsel of God
is possible
to show us things which were, those which are, even those going to come, the entire heavens and the earth,
Depends on the new heavens and the new earth.
Those
formed above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. Still he has to get there from God who was, God who is, and who is going to come, as light of his word is.
You
finished to write down well. Let's begin with the first point. Where we've been told the first point. The spirit of counsel of God
is
responsible at times and seasons. All things in the heavens and earth. Even at the new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, praise Jesus much. As we come reminding you every day, in the Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, people speak of fullness of Holy Spirit. Many times they don't know it's to which measure of liters. Which measure? But spirit of counsel is one who can tell this to us. Those filled of the spirit are filled to which measure?
It's
responsible for measurements. Yes. We shall see in the next point. Let's read this act, you see.
Acts
chapter 2, verse 3.
Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And it appeared upon them, and suddenly came Acts 2, verse 3, and there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So in the Acts chapter 2, in the verse 3 and 4, show us with upon them came tongues like of fire, and they were God filled of the Holy Spirit. But the spirit they got filled of appears in the seven spirits. Spirit appears in seven tongues of fire. According to Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne tabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes.
Join
Acts 2, verse 3 and 4.
The
Holy Spirit came in tongues of fire, and he filled unto the apostles. Revelation 4, verse 5.
The Spirit
appeared in tongues of fire and filled upon the apostles, made of the seven spirits of God.
And
this we've come to see Isaiah 11. In the verse 2, there is the spirit of counsel of God, responsible of the times and seasons. Let's read, we see. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye, omoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera, omoyo gwa kutesa n'amanyi, omoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Yes. Seven spirits. Majority we look to the spirit of counsel of God. The third division of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Spirit of counsel of God. This time we look to the point that is responsible for the times and seasons of all things in the heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much. Responsible for the times and seasons of all things. For the counsel of God, it never changes. It never changes. And there is no wisdom. There is no counsel.
amagezi n'okutegeera
wisdom and understanding
katonda
against gods
kyaba yateesa nti ekyo n'ebiro byakyo
byebyotebikyusibwa
era ekyo ky'osoma ennyo bulijjo mu ngero
ng'agamba
bwati
ngere essuula ey'abirimu emu n'olunyiriri olwa
30
tewali magezi newankubadde okutegeera newankubadde okuteesa ku mukama
there is no wisdom no understanding no counsel against the Lord. Yes.
Tewali akeera kuteesa bintu nga biwakanya ebya mukama.
Takes counsel of things and they are against those of God.
Olw'ensonga
katonda
ateeka omwoyo w'okuteesa
kwe. There is the spirit of his counsel.
Era nayisibwamu ebyandikwa nga bitwalaba mu kitundu
ekyasooka
byogera ku bintu ku bigera byonna ebyebintu byonna mu ggulu lyonna
n'ensi
era nga teri alijjulula ebyo
ebyateesebwa
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Era bwakugamba bulijjo.
And when he tells you always.
Obulize sule yokusatu nyo lisuka.
Ecclesiastes 3:1.
Kibuli kintu.
Everything.
Kibera kere biro nebisira.
Has its time and seasons.
Abaga waliwo moyo yenga ibyo byavunanyizibwako.
Is the spirit and is responsible over those.
Ebintu bibere nebiro nebisira.
That things have times and seasons. Yes.
Adisome tulabe.
Let's read we see.
Omubulizi esule yokusatu nalunyiri olusoka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3:1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yakyo na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes.
Waliwo omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda.
There is spirit of counsel of God.
Avunanyizibwa ku biro n'ebiseera.
Responsible over times and seasons.
Era ebintu byonna ebibeerawo.
All things which are there.
Mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi.
The heavens and the earth.
Ebyo byonna bye tusuubira mu ggulu lyonna erinnya
n'ensi. All those expected open the new heavens and the new earth.
Ekiseera ky'okubeerawo kwabyo.
The time of their existence.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa Katonda atamanta alamuwadde akatini.
Spirit of counsel of God would never change.
Yeah. yabimanyi
is one who knows them
tuvula bakatonda tasoba kukera kumacha
that's why God cannot wake up one day
bwakora prediction mu bintu
that he does prediction in things he never predicts
kubanga ino omwoyo munamanga omwoyo wakutesa kwa Katonda
even that is the spirit of counsel of God
omwoyo amanye biro nebisere byebi
no time and seasons of things
katonda takupredicting
God never predicts
omwoyo okutesa kwa Katonda
spirit of counsel of God
kwa musomanga era liso lyokutesa kwa Katonda
that still is the eye of counsel of God
eri asubira okulaba obulungi ebiro byebintu byonna mu biro byonna
see well seasons of all things in all seasons
atuye Katonda gwetu shiza
that is the God we worship
ngai no moyo okutesa kwa
that's the spirit of his counsel
ngamanye biro nebisere bya buli
chintu no times the seasons of everything
era kireta Katonda obutaba predictive
and because God never appear a predictor
he ta predicting
never predicts anything
ayogeranga bwekiribera
speaks just as it will be
kubanga omuntu a predicting
a person predicting
ye muntu atebereza
is a person who is predicting
ee ngali awo atebereza bachiriba bwechiti
perhaps it will be like this they're not sure
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus man.
Atu shinza Katonda ali bwati.
Worship the God like that.
I don't moyo kutesa
kwa. Has the spirit of his counsel.
Amanye biro nebisere bye bintu
byonna. Time and season of all things.
Guyo nanesi.
All the heavens and earth.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
Chimuletere obutajuru kuka.
That it cause him never to change.
Chimuletere obutachuka chuka.
Cause him never to change.
He
Yes.
Kubanga bwabachuka chuka deni abatulemerede.
Keep changing then we failed on him.
Yes. Tufura njakara nyotegere Katonda omura
most understand the living God.
Katonda yatonde guru.
God created heaven and earth.
Katonda chitafi.
God the Father.
Oguruwe guri yonna.
Above all the heavens.
Nechigambo che.
Even his word.
Ukama of Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Omuno moyo mutukufu.
Even his Holy Spirit.
Ngabaita moyo kutesa kwa Katonda ono.
Pass through the spirit of counsel.
Ebayinza kujuruka olwensonga
emu. They cannot change for one reason.
Teba kugamba ebintu bintu byonna babiraba
all things they saw them
katayinza kutuuka ine yeekanga
reach there and can it be moved again
agamba eh
how is it then
katwadu abagamba
and they say
romu yagamba nejusiza lwachi natonda Saul
are great why I created Saul
Shikwe Jusanti
not
literally
he did not know what soul he will do
ne kubanga yamutondera kola birala
because he created him to do other things
atiye nakola birala
and soul did the opposite
Urensunga.
For a reason
tunatuwa free will
God gave us a free will
yatuwa kubujuvu we na tutongoza
from his fullness he gave us we are independent
we worry tab
that's where the trouble is
ntikuba tubasigara mu ye
if we remained in him
why did we not choose
had nothing to change
nebo yatuwe debo kubawo
gave us liberty to exist
no kusalawo
and to decide
Right now we decided the things he never took counsel. And he said, we change this counsel. We change his counsel. But him as God never changed. That's why he said, I regret why I created him. For Saul, I created him to do this and decided to choose evils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
but our God, because he has the spirit of his counsel,
it's
possible of times and season of things,
enter
heavens and all the earth, and enter new heavens and the new earth,
those
found above all the heavens, cause him never to change. And that's why when he swears, still he never change. Because that's the exact of swear. I don't swear in vain. That's why he said, do not swear falsely.
For
well, there is a spirit who sees you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we read Malachi chapter
3,
the verse 6, what the Father tells us like this.
Malachi chapter 3,
verse 6.
Kubanga nze mukama sijjulukuka mwe batabani ba Yakobo kye muva mulema okumalibwawo.
For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Yes.
Tachuka.
It never changed. That's why God, as he was, is the way he is, it's the way he will be.
It's not deceive you
that God changed. No. Because it's the spirit of counsel. He knew that God
has to
be like this and this in all seasons. As God spoke, it is the way he speaks.
He's
not of this generation. But the God who was, who is, and who is going to be, until the spirit of his counsel proves there will not be any other gods in all seasons. Praise Jesus much. That's why in Hebrews, Hebrews 13, the verse
8,
our Lord Jesus is like that, just as his Father is. He never changed.
Yes,
Jesus, the word of God appeared to prophets in the visions.
He's
one who clothes the flesh in time of manifesting to us.
He's
the same who is going to come back the second time. That's why we want the false Christs who come in the midst there. Let's first read as we see. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Yesu Kristo, jo nerero, ababumu noktu semirembe ne mirembe.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Yes.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Ababumu.
He's the same.
Jo nerero.
Yesterday, today,
ne mirembe.
And forever.
Omanyiru wachi ya ugiru.
You know why it was spoken like that?
Yes, with that.
Jesus, who before appeared to prophets
as
the word of God,
yo.
Is the same. And those who never knew him, and they sought his Isa Messiah, son of Mary,
Isa bin Maryam.
Oh man, have you seen that?
In
Genesis 15, let me give you an example. He appeared to Abraham. He told him like this. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Ibulaamu mu kwolesebwa, nga kyogera nti totya Ibulaamu.
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Yes. He told him,
the
word of the Lord appeared to him. He told him, Abraham, fear not. I am your shield. Everything they would have done upon you, Israel would put my back, they beat me for your sake.
I am the shield. And the other of your rewards. I am life. I am resurrection. I'll give you life.
God
spoke. The word came close the flesh here. That is why he never changed. He is the one in John 1 and the verse 14. The one who appeared to the ancient ones. He came up close to the flesh. He fulfilled what he told Abraham before. I am your shield.
And
your exceeding rewards. He came was beaten our stripes. As we lost life. He came restored back life to us. He became our rewards. Let's read the John you see. John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14.
Kigambo nayambala omubiri nabera ko jetuli. Netulabe ekitibwa kye ekitibwa ngekyoyo eyazalibwa omuye kachitafe. Ngajudde ekisa namazima.
And the word clothed the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes.
The one
who read in Genesis 15 verse 1, in John 1 verse 14, the word clothed the flesh. We, as we saw him as the Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As he spoke with us as the Son, and he told the Jews, before Abraham was, I was there.
He
who visited Abraham, and they say not yet made 50 years. You said before Abraham was you there, and
this is
me who visited him. Yes.
Yes,
it is me. Now the Jews, the one they spoke with, they never knew him.
Yet
is one who never changed.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. When
you
read him in John, he says this. John chapter 8, verse 56. John chapter 8, verse 56.
Ibrahimu jajamwe, yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange.
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Verse
57.
Then said the Jews unto him, you are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? Verse 58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Yes. And then a confusion came up. My God. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And
waiting
becoming shield and his reward. And I manifested. And I told him, made 50 years old. That you saw Abraham. He said, the truth is, before Abraham was there, I were there. Because in the Genesis 15, the one who appeared to Abraham and spoke with him,
in
John 1:14, and the word clothed the flesh,
we saw him
as the Son, begotten of the Father.
So
you mean the glory as of the Son, but not the rightful glory. Yes. Now we come speak with the Jews. As
you find
in the John 8, 56 downwards. Abraham rejoiced to see me coming.
And
my day I be born on the earth. I manifest on this world. I die for all. I had told him before. In him, all nations will be blessed.
For
he was his reward. That's why he came to bless us. Yes.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Not
50 years old. How
they
tell us that? Abraham, you saw him. He said no. Now, before Abraham was there, me, I was there already.
They
tell us in the June 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. Means was there before Abraham existed. Yes.
John 1
verse 1, write it, you know it. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. And the Word is God. That's why when he finished his work, he said,
take
me back to the glory I was together with you before the world was. He went back as the Word. And when we speak of him in truth,
to
call him the Son, we've lowered his glory.
That
speak him as he was, as he came
to
the
but
as it is today, we no longer call him the Son. No.
He
never changes the Word.
He
is God the Word.
You
can call him the Word of God.
You
can call him God the Word. That is how he is today. That is how he was before. Before he closed flesh, we see him as the Son. That's what most they say.
People,
there they say, praise him, the Word, the Son.
Praise him,
God, the Word, the Son. Man,
because
we know him, you've not yet known him. You just hear about him. But we had even got to know him. When we knew it never changes. And the spirit of his counsel, of the times and seasons, he knew as he was, the way he is, and he's the way he will be.
Huh.
He finished the work on the earth.
In
John chapter 17, the verse 4 and 5.
His
father works gave me a finish on the earth. The work of becoming the Son.
And dying
for humans, as I promised Abraham before, to be a shield to him and to his descendants. May you beat me for their sake. And I raised them up, I beat their rewards.
And
he said, finished that work. Let's read, we see. John chapter 17, verse 4.
I have glorified you on the
earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. Verse 5.
Nekakano ngulumiza gwe wamunawe mchitiwa chiriche chenalina cho awamunawe ngesite nabao.
And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Yes. But the glory, I was together with you before the world was.
Yeah,
many things in the midst there. There is Acts chapter
1,
verse 9 to 11. We see him being lifted, taken. Yes. Acts is right there. Write it down, we are not to read it. He was lifted up. He go back in the glory he was with him. Acts chapter
1,
verse
9
to 11. As we are in Ephesians, you write it down. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
9
and 10. He first ascended, passed through all the heavens. Right there are many things.
He first
passed through all the heavens.
That
he will appear to be above all things, where the Father is. Have you written down? Well, there is Ephesians chapter 4, verse
9
and 10. He ascended, passed through all the heavens.
When
he passed through all the heavens,
he
reached unto him.
1
Ephesians 4 verse 6 speaks about one God, Father of all, who is above all.
Where
he was with him.
Let's
read there. Let us read this one.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 6.
Katonda omu, kitaawe wa bonna, ali waggulu wa byonna, ayita mu byonna, era akola mu byonna.
One God, Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes. When he went above all the heavens, went the glory he was with the Father. Yes.
Yeah,
those who say, did he not remain there? He never remained there. After he came from above the heavens,
he
got power over all heavens and earth, which is today.
He
told him, go back, reign over the entire heavens and earth. That I first put your enemies under your feet.
Man.
All those I will not speak about them. There are great things in the midst there.
But
the main thing I wanted to show you, passing through the spirit of castle of God, spirit of time and seasons, as we read about him, our God, God the Father never changes.
As we heard
Malachi chapter 3, the verse 6.
And
God, the word of the Son, Jesus Christ,
yesterday,
today, and forever, he is the same.
That's
why we've gone to Genesis. Chapter
15.
One who appeared to Abraham.
In
the John 1 verse 14. Closed flesh appeared to us. And we saw him as the Son. After finishing the work of the Son,
John
17, verse 4 and 5, asked to go back to the glory. He was with the Father. As in John 1, verse 1, as he was the Word of God, and he is God. We've seen him.
Acts
chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, ascend, moving backward.
He ascends,
we see him lifted up.
Ephesians
4, 9 and 10. He lifted past through all the heavens. Ephesians 4, verse
6.
He went back where there is the Father. Yes.
Now,
Father, that's why he gave him all the revelation. He told him, go back. You reign over heavens and earth.
So
when we read Revelation chapter 1, we are told the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him for things of the Father of the Son. Let's read Revelation, we see. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo, Katonda kwe yamuwa, okulaga abaddobe ebigwanira okubaawo amangu. N'abuulirira mu malayika we, nga mutume eri omuddu we Yokaana.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and revealed it by his angel unto his servant John. When he came from there, yes, Father told him this revelation, take it to my children. Go back, rule over heavens and earth. That is Matthew chapter 28, verse
18.
Until now, first make your enemies your footstool. Many scriptures, I'm not going to read them there. Because we are studying who Jesus is.
Huh.
And we begin to explain him. All religions realize they have a false Christ. They believe. We are poured down. Muslims, they do not remain there. The other is not Isa Messiah.
It's
not Isa bin Maryam. Those are mere smaller words of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After giving revelation, told him to speak it to John that you are the word of God. In the revelation you give them, tell him the, you who came on the world, you are my word.
He told him in Revelation,
this
name was not known by any person, but I am the Word of God, God of the world.
It's
not me, prophet Isa al-Masiah. It's not me, Isa bin Maryam. I'm not just a mere son. I am God.
Amen.
You worship him as a son and you worship the prophets. Well, unto you, he as he was in Genesis, the beginning of the word of God, he is God. Even today he is. It's the way he will be. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11.
Era laba. Embala senjeru, ne yali agituddeko ayitibwa mwesigwa era owamazima, n'embutuukirivu asala emisango era alwana.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Verse 12.
Era amaaso ge gwe muliro ogwaka, ne ku mutwe gwe engule nnyingi, era ng'alina erinnya eriwandiikiddwa.
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse
13.
And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Yes. Revelation 19 verse 11 up to 14. And they tell us, as a robe dipped with his blood, he died for us. And his name is called the Word of God. That's why John came to write John 1 verse 1. What I've discovered, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. Now you on this world,
it's
you who are there and you say, Jesus the son of Mary.
Oh,
my God. Those they are not spoken in heaven. They don't know him like that. Those are what happened when he closed the flesh. He finished, went back to his glory. As it was in the beginning. It's the way he is, it's the way he will be. Period of counsel of God looked into all those, and they will never change. And it is said that though you knew Christ in the flesh, we no more regard him like that. No. Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:16.
Therefore, from now on, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on know we him no more. Yes.
Even
though we knew Christ in the flesh, as Jesus the Son of God, that he finished it. He went back to his glory. And those who call him Isa,
Nabi Isa,
Prophet Isa, you are on your own. That Isa bin Maryam. The son of Mary.
In
some of religions, and they speak things not right. The angel of the Lord blew in the nakedness of Mary. And got out that prophet.
They speak
foolishness on God.
And
I wanted to tell that to you. When we started the third division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the Spirit of counsel of God, Spirit responsible for time and seasons. And we've looked
that
time and seasons of all things. He's one who measured them.
What
happened today, tomorrow, and the other day. It's even God. He showed us it never changed. He's the one in all seasons, even throughout. When I meet that, have Jesus in your images. Though they were drawn in Israel,
he
is not that way. Not as these photos of Mel Gibson, who acts the films of Jesus in the others.
It's
not like that.
Yes, mutufu,
the rightful Jesus, read him in Revelation chapter
1,
start from verse 10.
You
enter verse 13. You will see how he appears. That's the way he is now.
Not
as you have him in your films. Yes. Some of you even put those photos in your houses. I wanted you most to understand that the Spirit of counsel of God
is
responsible over time and season of things. God himself, and he knows he will never change. Why not try to see scriptures given all seasons? Explain season of all things in the heavens and the earth. Entire new heavens and new earth.
Those found
above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. That's why
it's
taken us to see God the Word above the heavens, how things were. Yes. Now we are on the second point. More about the first point. Our priests who represent the Holy Spirit will reveal them. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Our second point, I say, that the Spirit of counsel of God
is the
gospel of our measurements and the scales of the entire heavens and the earth. Of the entire heavens and the earth. The new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens. Yes. That is our second point. That we want to look to how they appear.
No. Summarizing.
Now, right here, I'm just summarizing.
I'm giving a summary.
Yes. Always we read Proverbs 11 verse 1. And we do not know what God speaks. Let's read, we see. Proverbs chapter
11
verse
1.
A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Yeah.
Yes. That is the spirit of counsel of God. This time is the measurements and the scales.
If
when you measure things not right,
though
a person works, this is a salary worth of
people,
and it tells you, pay their reward before the sweat dries.
The
worker is what they be given their rewards, but do not
give them cheap,
even much interest. God hates it.
Is
an entire spirit there.
It knows
your size you made to appear to which height and size.
The
height and the size and the small or big size. In the color,
measure
of color, others are black, others, that one is evolved.
It's
one of measurable things.
Has
a group of angels in the second department in the heavens. Second division. Yes.
Department
in the seventh department of God's heavenly government, department of holy angels, the holy church of God on the earth. Yes. There are angels of counsel, of the measurements. They work with this one straight.
Praise Jesus. If you read scriptures like those, let's repeat these proverbs we see. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1.
Emizani y'obulimba ya muzize eri mukama naye ekipimo ekituufu kyasanyukira.
A false balance is an abomination unto the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Yes.
Ayagala ki? Ebipimo ebyenkana obulungi.
He wants just weights.
Oyo wakuteesa kwa Katonda aliyawo.
Spirit of counsel of God is there.
Measure.
And see, things are not measured well. Those are some of the cases for in those the rightful measures. Yes. See, the counsel is in the human hearts. According to Proverbs 20, verse 5, he says like this. We shall read even verse 10. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5.
Okuteesa kw'omu mutima gw'omuntu kulinga amazzi ag'omu luzzi oluwanvu. Naye omuntu alina okutegeera ali kusena.
Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Yes.
Mukuteesa asooka naruna n'agamba.
Of course, looks and he says,
what is that?
They have measured, they are not just in the heart.
Looks,
even the thoughts and intents which are not measured well. He measures them up. He measures which weight the earth has to hold. Has to be with which have weight and the things in there. Now what happens there? Everything spirit of counsel of God. When it comes to measurements and balance.
He's
right there. In the first summer, why they are short? But spirit of counsel of God, and you cannot be against this counsel.
Maybe
you are those who are bad. They did it well, and you never grew up well. When he sent us to you, we gave you.
Boosters
will give you food of the world. And you see some worry. And give you food of the strength of the flesh. There are even people small and the spirit never measured that you be like that. But because of the evil fighting you, when we reach such people, we build in them, we boost them, we boost up.
Amen.
Amen.
There are
good things you're going to see us do them in the church because are led by Holy Spirit in His fullness. There are many things He tells us when it reaches on the spirit of counsel of God.
There
those who have husbands and the wives are not meant to be theirs. Yes.
For
him, he gives you that he pointed a finger on to be yours. That those who robbed the stole, others were robbed. And they moved in wrong places. And the church has a work. There are those who have grown excessively fat.
And
forget to praise God. We have to pray for them and reduce weight. To reach the measure that the spirit measures. You can grow with that belly and you reach the thicket on yourself.
It's
a man who grew fat in Judges chapter 3. He defecated on himself. He grew fat, he can almost squat like that.
And the weight is
too much. He has no space to release poop. We just release it. Have you read that? Let's read
it
before we go. This man grew fat. Judges chapter 3 verse
15.
But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer,
Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent tribute unto Eglon, the king of Moab. Verse
16. Obuwanvu bwacho omukono gomo nakyesiba ku kisambi kye ekyaddyo munda mu ngoye ze.
But he would made himself a dagger which had two edges, a cubit in length, and he did guard it under his clothes upon his right thigh.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Nawa Eguloni kabaka wa Moabu ekirabo. Eguloni yali musajja munene nnyo.
And he brought the tribute unto Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. Verse
18.
And when he had finished presenting the tribute, he said that were the people that bore the tribute. Verse
19. Nayogera nti, musirike.
But he himself turned back at the stone. Here we saw he was very fat. Judges chapter 3, verse 21. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right hand thigh and thrust it into his belly. Verse
22. Amasavu negazibikira ekitala wekyayingiridde kubanga teyasowola kitala mu lubuto lwe nekiviiramu nnyuma.
And the hilt also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and his entrails came out. That one grew excessively fat. But we are telling you that by the spirit of counsel of God, possible measurements and scale, among you the people grow excessively fat. And you reach to fail to go to toilets. Some of you cannot even clean yourself. And don't see the fat people, you begin to point in them. Yeah, we do the work as the Spirit has told us. Responsible of measurement of all things. Spirit of counsel of God, there are many things He works on. Every fullness of the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, we see they have much responsibility. Praise Jesus much. Go back to Proverbs chapter 20, in the verse 10. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 10.
Ebipima ebitenkana nkana n'ebigere ebitenkana byombi bya muzizo eri Mukama.
Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Yes.
Ebimana ebigera byonna.
Those weights and the measures.
Because
him, spirit of counsel of God, knows measure and the scales of all things. And when we go in Isaiah, chapter 40, start from verse 12, he speaks like this. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12.
Ani yali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye, n'apima eggulu n'oluta. N'agatta enfuufu ey'oku nsi mu kigera, n'apima ensozi mu minzaani n'obusozi ku kipima.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hands and measured out heaven with the span
and known the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. All the mountains and the hills, he measured them. He
did
not measure up everything.
You
know, he was right at the creation.
In double portion.
Measured mountains which will be in the entire world.
Measured
and its size and what will be within it. Everything within it is measured.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There
are those who speak of the Spirit of God in this world. Others speak of His fullness.
But
that fullness they do not know it. They are the seven spirits of God.
It's their
responsibilities. And they do not know them. And when it reaches, they say, come the Holy Spirit, be filled of the Holy Spirit.
But
how will you realize that you are filled of Him?
Man.
Who is not in liters that
100
liters now is filled.
Yet
you don't know the responsibility. When I will be filled with the Spirit,
he will
do like this and this. But before you know, the fullness of a Spirit is made of seven spirits.
Like
we started the Spirit of Counsel of God.
The first
part is for responsibility. Part two, we break down responsibilities which move work in Him.
It's
when the Spirit manifests,
when we reach
and we finish wisdom and
responsibility,
we got understanding and responsibility. We reach such and see the Spirit of Counsel of God has come. Where is His responsibility and what is He meant to do? But
we
told you this is the second point. The first year is the responsibility.
Which
know time and season of all things. This is our second point. He handles measurements.
Measurement
and the scales of all things. See that they are balanced.
There
are those who false accuse Him. Nations
he
put their many women and a few men there. It's not true. Because he wanted to take away segregation in that nation. He put there a few men. Women there to get married to other people in other nations. Some nations are so segregative. Yes. What is in the world? Now church is the leader of God ruling on this world.
But
these days does not understand well. And he fell. And is a king clothing a crown with rags on himself. That is the church. And he got maddened. One who should have explained whatever the world sees around. Because they must judge. They are an ambassadors of God on the world. In the
reading
of most,
2
Corinthians 5, verse 17 to 20, we are ambassadors of God. Ambassadors of God who do not understand. Can't even explain why God did this like this and this in this nation or the other. Every ambassador in the nation
is responsible
to explain things of his nation.
Sure. The
church.
Look
at the others, ambassadors, the elders, our pastors. Let me say that I insult them. But
the
person cannot handle themselves. You tell them you cannot handle yourself. They say, stop mocking me.
Our
speak is the truth.
Jacob
is a small man. You can also say, why abuse me that I'm small? Now, church,
you are
ambassador of God, do not understand their God.
He
cannot speak on his behalf the great words. Then is the king who fell mad. When God called us, he made us into kings and his priests. Now look at the kings. You speak to the brethren. You see these kings. Are you a king who understands all? Or you no more understand? You are an ambassador of God.
You
know, a king means a person who is a messenger. Because the king of Uganda in Uganda. I don't know whether he knows it.
You
would have been an ambassador of God, that one you see. As you see, all leaders, they are all ambassadors of God, but themselves do not know. That's why they do what they want. Yet church shames much.
He
said, I'm an ambassador of God,
but
cannot understand things of their home in heaven.
Neither
the counsel of God in heaven is took over the world. They see us.
COVID
strikes and they are not aware and they don't know why. Even what to do, they don't know it.
But
this period of counsel of God is not in the church. That is the spirit of power. How did he come forget his companion counsel?
So
these two move together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Read
in Jeremiah 32.
Verse
19, they move together. Counsel is mine. God is great in counsel, mighty to work. He cannot move by himself, mighty.
Now,
if he works and goes beyond the limits. Mighty works over things they do take counsel over. Have you read of him? Let's read there, we shall come back. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 19.
Omukulu mukuteesa era owamanyi mu kukola emirimu. Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu okuba buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Yes.
This
great in counsel, mighty in work. It's the spirit of counsel.
The move is mighty.
And the spirit of counsel comes first.
Measures
up things going to be done. For they have said, those who have done according to their
acts,
they measure them according to their fruits. And mighty comes to work upon that.
If
you tell me the church, there is a spirit of power there. Yet the counsel of God
will
reveal the counsel of God, the will of God. The will of God is the counsel of God. And know well, pastors say they do the will of God. They are doing the counsel of God.
You
cannot do it when there is no spirit of counsel. Mighty in counsel, mighty at work. Yes. Have you understood it well? You cannot
see
the spirit of beating people down.
That
is the spirit of power.
And
beats you down, he forgets you're going to fall or knock the cement floor. The one of counsel would have told him, you heal this person gradually, silently. And you've held, beat them down. That power is for what?
Wanji?
Are we there? There is one man. He gave us a proverb in the times of his lies. He said he met God. Jesus Christ. As he was healing him, he threw him.
kugundi mu nyumba wa guru
on the roof and he on the ceiling, he knocked out all his tooth because he had gaps in him. And after he restored fresh tooth in him, I said, why did he first knock him and get all the tooth out of him?
Yeah, the
fruit just made them grow. Even these ones grow when he's not knocked us. These tooth we have, it did first knock us down that we get them to grow. He lied so much.
Now
church.
The
spirit of counsel of God where is not, mighty never works. We have one reason.
The
spirit of mighty is there to do the counsel of God, the will of God.
It's moving.
But counsel of God is not in the church. The will of God.
It's
what not emphasized there. That we pray that will be done on earth as done in heaven.
And
I've seen David with a heart like mine.
He will
do all my will. How you do the will of God? In this power are you to use it for what? Many people ask for power. It's not given. Give me power. I prophet Elijah. You use it for what? You want to do what?
First
ask for the counsel of God. The will of God.
Then you
ask for power to do his will. That's why you don't have any strength and power. What are you going to do?
You
say, give me power.
Before
I beat them down. As the other beats them. He said, no. My power does not do those things. Beating people down, what is that? People will fall as they slide.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I see power of God cause the trees grow. They don't make applause and noise. Didn't find it growing.
Few
years will come with an axe to get it away. There are those needing machines. Machines fail, they bring the trucks and they started growing small. It gave it power, it got strong. Slowly. You thought of the power of God. You thought of being beaten down by it. Being filled power. Ever since they beat you down, how much have you been filled of it? Let me see those who have been beat down before. Don't be ashamed.
You've
ever been beaten down before with those, by those ministers. Those prophets, they beat you down. Did you get filled? How many liters? Demons beat people down seriously.
But
they have nothing to do there. Beat you down, roll you in the fire there. Now you may not defy, you are in the shrines. Demons beat you down, you get wounds, and they get off you. And you go struggle with your wounds.
In
the synagogues of Satan, you call them of Jesus. Revelation 2, verse 9 and 13. And where you went yourselves. And you always yearned that you will be beaten down. But in the counsel of God, when you will be filled, you will first fall down. I see apostles are filled with spirits. They remain standing sober. And they spoke. Apostle Peter said,
men,
it's third hour, we are not drunk.
The others
who filled before didn't fall. You who don't even get a seal of power. It's you roll on the floors. Let me even laugh. Apostles got filled. The great things of God, they didn't fall.
prophets, they came upon them the spirit.
And
this one who came upon Samson, and he goes back. But when he comes
Samson
on him, Samson don't find him, and he's like that, struggling with him. I have been filled. Let me go beat Philistines. He was very sober with it.
He's finished
with a phone. He's struggling with the spirit. He's being filled with, and they beat him before the spirit is filled in him.
But
church,
Moses.
But the spirit came upon him, and he got the power, and he got the joy, and he crushed the enemies. You still walk on the floor. By the time you wake up, enemies have beheaded you.
No, you won't go back to get it.
That spirit, you not be able to watch. Why give you that spirit? And he is not yet strong in the spirit. He's still strengthening the spirit. He cannot sustain him. Why give you what you cannot handle? I see our Lord Jesus in the John 3:34. He gave the spirit without measure.
He's
taken him from the spirit of counsel. He was no more measured. We did find him struggle with him like that. The spirit is on me. The spirit I cannot. But you find prophets filling the others. The others are struggling, fighting with their spirit like that, and they fall, rolling like that. They are being filled. And you wonder,
let
the enemy find them in that state. They are being filled. Have you been filled before in that way? When you left there, how did you feel? Dizziness? Wounds? Pain? Itchings? I've been filled what? Now tomorrow you come. I'm going to
bath.
Polish
him.
Jesus, we know him.
Paul,
who are you? And they slap you. The one who got filled. You chase the demon that you got filled. One who went to speak tongues. The brethren here. Where he was, they prayed for him. He began to babble in the tongues. He went to the Sudanese. And the Sudanese looked at him like that. He thought he was speaking Sudanese, that in tongues. Indeed, you that foolishness, the Sudanese would have beaten you. Church,
yes,
Satan decided to do on you, for you do not know the Holy Spirit. And he came as the Holy Ghost, and you welcome him. Yet it's Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, and they came on church, wrecked every stubbornness in there. Others give them pray. They pray like dogs. They bark. That's the prayer style. But where trouble is, knowing the spirit in his fullness and his responsibility, most
of us
told you on the spirit of counsel of God.
He measured
everything. You can't tell me. There's no measure along with the things. Other we told you,
in Jeremiah 32:19,
God is great in counsel and mighty in work.
And
give every person. Reward us their ways are.
Measure
and see what have
you
done. If there are sins, how much weight is in them, they pay you. Yes.
Whether
good, that we measure and we pay them goodness.
So yeah, so we're going to be able to
measure all things from above all the heavens at creation.
Let's go back to Isaiah 40.
Isaiah suri ya makumi ana, nolu nyiriri ole kumi nebili.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12.
Isaiah suri ya makumi ana, nolu nyiriri ole kumi nebili.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12.
Anie yali ageza amazi mchivatu che, napi meguru noruta. Nagate mfufwe yokunsi mchigira. Napime sozi muminzani nobusozi kuchipima.
Who has measured the water in the hollow of his hands and measured out the heaven with the span and known the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance? Yes.
Yapima amazi.
He measured the waters. In the horror of his hands, spirit of counsel, all the seas and the oceans of the earth, measure them in you.
That
in the earth, when he put in the space, it will not come from there and fall. And the earth is just rotate with its waters in there. Period of castle measured in the whole of his hands.
This Indian
ocean he measured in his palm. Let me see the weights.
Yes.
Fine.
Take over Indian ocean.
He put Indian ocean. Yes.
These
oceans will be enough in the world. Let's add what else there. He measured heaven. Measured with a span. This heaven, it is enough. Let it be circular. What are these smaller things you say you cannot measure? That's why he knows what you need before you ask them. He knows them. He knows you need to which measure.
In
church needs what? That's why God basically says
Matthew 6,
you can quote it.
Verse
7 to 9.
It
knows what we need before we ask them. That is power already gave us. But because we do not know him,
because
we pray through their rank,
but
we want to use them over their rank.
Let
me sit now. How much to give them, but now I give them how? I cannot give them. God, we are in the world and as if he does not know what we need.
The
God needs each of everything you need. But you're going to use them for what? It means there's a problem there. Church still prays much. Until they have gotten the spirit of counsel of God.
Tell you what
God took counsel, use them over those he gives you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He measured heaven with a span. Dust of the earth. Now the dust you see, the entire
ground,
we call the ground. All ground is dust. Because the dust, it's dust. It was all measured.
They
said this ground is enough in the world. Cannot fall from the space. Earth is rotten in the space. And in Job 28,
he
says it's up there rotating. Verse 5 to 7. It rotates from there. In the space.
If
you measure those, they are enough being in space. Tell me, if your power is measured, it's enough for you to stand with it. After all, falling down as you get in fields, those who roll fall down, demons are departing from them.
If we
don't expect Rolf down as they break their chair, our chairs,
angels
don't have to control the situation there.
Those,
they change, they bind them from there.
Catch
bonds from them and take them. Church has many problems, but not knowing the Holy Spirit. Most say the why. We repeat started division by division. Even last time we started them, we repeat them. You know, you counted one.
From
when you learned how to count up to today, you count one. You start from it. Why? That you never forget how things are.
No, and
they say, I've counted one much, a lot. Let me skip, start from 100. 100! You are mad then. Any counting, you begin one, two.
If you count
much, why don't you start from 30,000?
Wanji? Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
He said,
measure the dust of the earth. Measured mountains there. Even the hills. There are those bigger and smaller. He measured all. Do you think he does not know what you need? He knows.
Because
church, we lost him. I wonder what we have.
If we had
him, spirit of counsel of God,
he
would have pressed us to do the will of God as it is today. It's too much on us. Up to the counsel of God.
He's told
us God is even the government on the earth. The counsel of God done on the earth as done in heaven,
and
that the will of God is done on earth.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. Let's finish here.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13.
Ani aliyalunga mizomo yego amukama. Obeya muwerere ebigambo namuyigiriza.
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him? Yes. Spirit of counselor.
Yes, counselor,
his counselor of the Lord. He said, no. Reasoning. This person, they are given like this. That is the counselor alone.
He
reasons with God.
They
say those led by Spirit of God, they are children of God.
But
package of the Holy Spirit is filled up.
They say
for the Holy Ones as God wills. It
crosses
in the spirit of counsel of God. And they say, oh Lord,
it's
only counselor he can listen to. Cannot go that you counsel God.
Say,
call me in Isaiah 1 verse 18. Come, we reason together. You come and who has led you?
Not reason
God when you don't have spirit of his counsel. You take counsel over what that you know he wants you to reason with him.
Not
bring darkness in counsel with words without knowledge. It's the spirit alone can give counsel to the Father and the Son. Now church does not have him. They do every kind of confusion in there. We pray every form of prayer,
yet
do not have spirit of counsel of God.
We
can reveal to us that now God reasons to give us what now. Just ask whatever we find. Let's put it in the next verse. Isaiah chapter 40, verse
14.
With whom took ye counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Yes. He took counsel with who?
When I hear on Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, he speaks with the words. This is the Son and with the Holy Spirit. And he said, we make man our image and likeness. We were not there. As they took counsel. Now in that counsel, where they tell us a new man, we want him in these seasons.
Measure
to be with this and this. It was counted well.
When
he was able to measure up heavens in fullness, all the planets, indeed God has authority and power. Praise Jesus much.
When
welcome the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Revival and restoration of all things. Period of the counsel of God, we have to check, see whether he too is come. Yes. Now me, I can understand whether he's come.
Yet
you know you can realize it. You began to understand as he will be,
and
as he will work with you. Not going to move within cars like the car revival I had. They went to the car revival. Those are mad ambassadors. Let's finish to read here. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15.
Laba, amawanga galinge tondo, eriri monsua. Era, baba libwange fufuge, eriri muminzani. Laba, asture vizinga, nge chintu echitone nyo.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of a balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as fine dust. Nations are like a drop in the bucket. See, like we have many in the world. But the Spirit measured his
head.
People are not heavy. Drop.
Just
like a drop.
Yet
where we feel there are big people in this world. Think. Look. They are counted as a small thing. Remember pure measurements and scales. Even all calculations. Nations as they count with those in there. No. It's like a drop in the bucket.
Oh,
it's a very small drop of water. You look at the drop of water. You slap it with points on it and scatters. Those are our nations. That's like a small dust in a balance. These high oils.
It's
just a small, small light thing. Scattered in the space. The earth is rotating.
In
the verse 17, he says like this.
Isaiah
chapter 40, verse 17.
Amawanga gonna galinga sichintu mumasoge. Gavali wajali nga sichintu dala era ngechireria.
All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and worthless. Yes.
When measured,
it's not one big and there's no one heavy.
So
I've spoken to these brethren that the Spirit of counsel of God is responsible for measuring the balances of all things in the heavens and all the earth.
Entire
new heavens and the new earth. That's found above all the heavens. That's where they best to measure heaven and earth and their fullness as they were created.
It
means many to be told about him. That people understand.
That
is nothing that is not measured.
Even
oxygen we breathe. That is
measured,
remains outside this planet as it rotates.
Less
enters here and it
throws away the irons and the
rest.
All the trees they fall.
Even
the wind in this world, it measures. God wants to trouble nations. Nations. Go, I look at them. And I see that they do not understand well. God Almighty, what He can do to them. That they sign almost a sure bill as they decide. This one you see is writing. Angels on the four corners of the earth. They have wind they keep from outside this planet. Spirit of counsel has told them. This wind is what is enough in the world. The earth is rotating at a high speed. And the wind is much. It's kept outside the planet
earth.
And they say if it enters the world, it will be too much. Humans will faint, all of them.
But
it will knock their nose. It's not regulated. And they begin to faint.
Before
the holds of the seas to shake and move them, trees and the things in the world,
it's
us who first faint and die. If oxygen is not regulated and measured, you have to fall down. All those nations do not know them. Even church meant to know them, they do not know them.
Because
the spirit of counsel of God is never manifest in church, and they do not know His
words,
but they are filled with the Spirit. Which spirit they get filled? Perhaps it's how many liters? When they speak tongues that they are filled with the Spirit. Now I think those who have first filled the Spirit, they are ones of Tower of Babel. They spoke tongues there. Yet they were in confusion with them. Genesis
11.
Those were first filled the Spirit and they got filled of the Spirit. They were on Tower of Babel. And they spoke things which never connect. Now that confusion you are into, that to be filled the Spirit, you are speaking tongues.
Jesus
had the Spirit without measure. He spoke which tongues? That is your stubbornness. Satan is behind you.
Why
is you point so much in us? You reduce it. You to reduce the things you do. The madness you act come unto the Lord.
Reduce
and take away your relation between you and Satan.
That
only ghost you speak of there, you leave it and seek for the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Wow.
Understand His working and work with Him. When He gives us, when He comes and gives us power, we go witness in all nations. Don't witness anything else except gospel of salvation.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
let's think of those words.
Because
of time, we've not been able to finish the 5 points. Remain with 3 points.
You
see, spirit of counsel of God
is
the spirit of prophecy, spirit of the Holy Scriptures,
in
the Holy Book of God, the Bible. Yes. Speak of all things in the heavens and the earth,
and
in the new heavens and the new earth, found above all the heavens. Remember, when we speak like that, means there's nothing in the world, neither that in the entire heavens, neither in the new heavens, new earth, which was not proclaimed in the Bible. Spirit first knew that now. All things which are and those which are, those going to come in the heavens and earth,
let's
proclaim them in the Scriptures. Nothing on this earth, and it's not written in the Bible. Nothing which happened in the heavens is not in there. All Scripture is the spirit of prophecy. Who can tell us what is to happen tomorrow? Just read it in the Bible is to happen tomorrow.
Those
scriptures they even see.
They foresee
seasons and they proclaim them.
You didn't
read in the Galatians
3:8.
So we shall study those things tomorrow.
Even
in the new heaven,
what
will be there, how we shall live there.
Means
if church, things we are not doing them,
then
period of counsel of God is not there.
And
those who have been very few and them to have not analyzed him.
There
is to see and you never perceive.
If cannot,
we cannot be declared to things which were, those which aren't to come in the world, and those which were, which are those to come in the entire heavens, those which were,
in
the new heaven, new earth, which are, and those coming, then it means spirit of counsel of God. It's not, it's not manifested to us. Though he was sent unto us, he said he will dwell with you and will be within you. But in us we've not seen him. It's not manifested. Church is there, they do not know. They don't know how things will be ahead. That's where they came much lies. Praise Jesus much. Spirit of curse of God in the fourth issue. First point.
Show
us God who was. He is and he will be. As is in the heavens.
As
he was in
the heavens,
he is. And he is to be. And as he will be there.
We don't
know that God. Then there can appear different gods.
We want
to see God. He was one who was, who is, and who is to be. We know
gods
who didn't create heaven and earth. They will not be there.
Worship
something, it will not be there ahead. Praise Jesus. And after, the fifth point says, the spirit of counsel has to show us things which were, which are, and those to come. Then we know, today we are like this, but tomorrow we shall be in that state.
But
church is moving in things, and they don't know them.
Yet
they say, spirit is moving.
And
you look, on the televisions, the spirit is moving, they are falling, they are rolling. Where is the spirit? I see moving the creations. Every season they bear one of castles.
Last
time and season they give them.
And
some things are on sure deal. A child will spend 9 months in the world. It
reads,
let there be labor pains, they get out. All those is one involved in them. Who commands the labor pains? And know their seasons.
Church,
I don't know how you understand the spirit. The way we see him, perhaps, maybe he's in the summary.
Even
the summary would have understood at least. I think knowing him, we gave up on it.
We
began to just speak about him.
We said in
John 14:17, you know him. For he dwells with you and he will be within you. We never knew him. The world cannot believe him, cannot get him, does not know him, does not see him.
Before
we know him, yet you know the spirit. Now we've understood him and we want to understand him.
So
we shall meet tomorrow. We can finish
responsibility.
We pass in the summary. Most we shall always remain.
Department.
Starting according to 8 departments.
Is a government here?
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
So to agar to manage the department here?
We want to finish the 8 departments.
Is a government here?
God is heavenly government on
department
the earth.
Department
here? Department of Holy Spirit in the
heavens.
Seven spirits of God. The Holy Church of God on the earth.
Then to look at department here?
We go to 8 departments.
Is a government here?
Of the central government.
Government here? Government.
God is government in governments of the world. And then you register. I hope you're finished.
Department is a government.
Department of the God is heavenly government.
You register
where you're going to work.
Register
in 5 of them.
The
5th is compulsory.
Of
the musicians.
Wandi kantinze
gundi me so and so
umutume gundi
apostle so
yaiti bukora bwenti
was called to do this
yaiti bwamukwitwa bwekuti
called in this call
bukora bwenti
and this work
yentegekebwa
I will prepare
ndabya wandiki
the scriptures
okukora
to work
the department yokubiri
in the second department
ya government yakano yomuguru
God is the heavenly government on the earth
ndovunaisibwa bwafe
and our responsibility
bwebuno
it is this one
bwenje okusobola okutukirisho bulungi
able fulfill
moyo wa katonda
by the spirit of
God akora amune ba malaika
as I work with holy angels
go madiliza file go kishindika
send the file
amen
mukama bawo mukisa
may God bless
you
we meet tomorrow.